If you enjoy making pies and other baked goods, whether you're a novice or have advanced skills, there's a new book out you'd be happy to find under the Christmas tree. It's called The Artful Pie Project, a sweet and savory book of recipes, Whitecap Books, $39.95. Victoria's Denise Marchisot and Deb Garlick created this beautiful, hardcover, 324-page tome. Marchisot, who crafted the inspired recipes for the book, is a freelance food writer and cooking instructor with a grand diplôme from Le Cordon Bleu, Ottawa. Garlick is a talented artist, photo stylist and photographer who took the book's wonderful photographs and created its many, often whimsical, graphics. The introduction to the book sets the baker's mind at ease by providing a wealth of information on everything related to successful pie and pastry making. This included tips on handling ingredients, equipment and tools, and a very helpful section called Soggy Bottoms and Other Pie Pitfalls that walks you through why things can go wrong with your pie, pastry and how to fix them or avoid them from happening. The book's recipes are divided into 10 chapters that logically begin with one on pastry dough. In it you'll find 13 different dough and crust recipes, such as flaky pastry dough, roasted almond dough, cookie crumb crust and puff pastry. The book's remaining chapters put those dough, crusts to use in a variety of sweet and savory creations. They include those made with fruit, vegetables, seafood, meat, nuts and chocolate, such as strawberry raspberry galette, perfect pecan pie, grand mariner souffle tart, peanut butter chocolate pie, tortillere with duck confit and fish pot pies. Every recipe has at least one photo and several have step-by-step preparation photos. After going through this book several times, it's clear to me it was a labor of love for Marchisot and Garlick. Every word and image is designed to make sure your pies are, indeed, artful, not to mention flavorful. The following recipe is from the Artful Pie Project, sold at many local bookstores and online retailers. Apple rougalac. These old-world pastries could be filed under pie-ish. Stuffed with caramelized apples, toasted walnuts and cinnamon sugar, apple rougalac will leave your kitchen fragrant as a bakery. Makes 24 4-inch, 10 centimeters, pastries or 36 3-inch, 8 centimeters, pastries. 1 recipe cream cheese dough, divided into 3 portions, see recipe below, 1 large egg, lightly beaten, for brushing the pastry plus more as needed 2 tablespoons, 30 milliliters, powdered, icing, sugar 1 quarter cup, 60 milliliters, unsalted butter, about 60 grams, 6 Granny Smith apples, peeled, cored and finely diced 1/2 cup, 125 milliliters, granulated sugar, divided plus extra for the pastry 1 tablespoon, 15 milliliters, lemon juice 1 cup, 250 milliliters, toasted walnuts, coarsely chopped 1/2 cup, 125 milliliters, raisins 2 tablespoons, 30 milliliters, firmly packed golden, light, brown sugar 1 teaspoon, 5 milliliters, cinnamon 41 halves of an ounce, 125 grams, Philadelphia-style cream cheese, half a brick, room temperature for pastry. Prepare the pastry and place one portion of dough onto a sheet of parchment paper dusted with flour. Layer a sheet of plastic wrap over the dough and roll, over the plastic, from the center toward the pastry's edge in all directions until about 1/8 inch, 3 millimeters, thick. Remove the plastic and cut a 10-inch, 25 centimeters, circle out of the dough. I use a saucepan lid as a template. Transfer the pastry to a parchment-lined plate or tray dusted with flour, cover with plastic wrap and refrigerate until firm, about 40 minutes. Repeat the process with the remaining portions of dough for a total of 3 10-inch, 25 centimeters, circles. For the filling, working in 2 batches, melt half the butter in a large skillet. Add half the diced apples and 3 tablespoons, 45 milliliters, sugar. If you add all the apples at once, they'll steam and yield a mushy texture, rather than caramelize. Cook the apples on medium-low, turning occasionally, until soft and golden brown, about 15 minutes. Transfer to a bowl and repeat with the remaining butter, apples and 3 tablespoons, 45 milliliters, sugar. Combine all of the apples, add the lemon juice and refrigerate until chilled. In a small bowl, combine the walnuts, raisins, brown sugar, 1 quarter cup, 60 milliliters, granulated sugar and the cinnamon. Putting it all together, preheat oven to 375°F, 190°C. Working with one circle of dough at a time, spread a thin layer of cream cheese, about 2.5 tablespoons, 37 milliliters, onto the dough, leaving a 1/2 inch, 1 centimeter border. Distribute 1/3 of the chilled apple mixture over the cheese. Finally, sprinkle 1/3, about 1/2 cup, 125 milliliters, of the nut mixture over the apples. Cut each circle of dough into 8 equal wedges, or 12 wedges for smaller pastries, for a total of 24, or 36, wedges. If the dough is too warm to cut without tearing, place it in the fridge to firm. Starting from the wide end, roll up each wedge as you would a croissant. Place rougelach on a lined baking tray, spaced 2 inches, 5 centimeters, apart, with the point of each pastry tucked under, so it doesn't unfurl. Brush with beaten egg and sprinkle with granulated sugar. Refrigerate for at least 30 minutes before baking. Repeat with the remaining dough and filling. Bake in the preheated oven for 20 to 25 minutes, or until golden brown, rotating the tray halfway during baking. If baking more than one tray at a time, increase the cooking time slightly. Transfer pastries to a wire rack and dust with powdered sugar. Serve warm or at room temperature. Cream cheese dough. This tender dough, enriched with egg yolks and cream cheese, is featured in the apple rougelach recipe above. Makes 3 portions of dough, about 2 pounds, 910 grams, 1 cup, 250 milliliters, unsalted butter, 227 grams, room temperature 1 8.5 ounces, 250 grams, brick Philadelphia style cream cheese, room temperature asterisk zest from 1 lemon 2 tablespoons, 30 milliliters, granulated sugar, 25 grams, half a teaspoon, 2.5 milliliters, table salt, 3 grams, 2 large egg yolks, room temperature 21 quarters cups, 530 milliliters, all-purpose flour, 360 grams, in either the bowl of a stand mixer, fitted with the paddle attachment, or a medium bowl, beat the butter, cream cheese and lemon zest until fluffy, about 2 minutes. Add the sugar, salt and egg yolks until well combined. Gradually add the flour and mix until combined. Scrape the dough from the bowl. Divide the dough into 3 portions. Shape each portion into a disc about 1 inch, 2.5 centimeters thick. Wrap in plastic and refrigerate for about an hour before using, or up to 3 days. Refrigerated dough needs to rest at room temperature for a while before it's rolled out. You'll know it's ready to roll when you press the dough with your finger and it leaves a slight imprint. Note: for a whole wheat flour variation of this dough, replace 1 cup, 250 milliliters, 160 grams, all-purpose flour with whole wheat flour. Divide into 2 portions, instead of 3 portions. EAKIS at TimesColumnist.com. Eric Akies is the author of 8 cookbooks. His columns appear in the Life section Wednesday and Sunday.